It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin is home to nearly 50 data centers, and more are in the works. Developers are eyeing locations across the state like Beaver Dam, Janesville, and DeForest. Some of the new campuses would span hundreds of acres. In this building boom, communities have questions. Some are moving forward with proposals, and others are still debating them in local government. We called up reporters for an update on three projects. First to Beaver Dam. Joe Schultz covers statewide business, labor, and economic issues for WPR. Joe, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Meta is planning a data center in Beaver Dam, expected to be complete in 2027. And the Facebook parent company is promising jobs. It's promising lots of economic development. What is the status?
So Meta unveiled last week that they are the developer behind a data center campus in Beaver Dam that they're planning to build. You know, they say that peak construction will bring more than 1,000 union construction jobs. They want to hire local. They say there will be 100 operational jobs when this data center is online. From the city's perspective, you know, they say when the project's done, Meta would become the largest taxpayer in Beaver Dam. Which, you know, they say that'll provide tax relief to residents and help fund like police and fire and, the local government services.
So it would be an injection to their tax base.
Yeah, a big one. I think the mayor said around 15% of their tax base, or it could increase their tax base by 15% when all is said and done.
So the project was publicly announced in February. The name of the company, Meta, was just recently disclosed. How have residents responded?
Residents, are a little, they were upset. There were about a dozen protesters outside the announcement. They felt that the city didn't use enough. It wasn't transparent enough about who was coming in. And, you know, they had some concerns because data centers use a lot of power. They use a lot of water. Meta does, you know, they did pledge that they would light their, they want to match the energy that their data center consumes with new clean energy coming onto the grid. But that's going to take, you know, time to bring new energy onto the grid. Meta also has said that they want to partner with Ducks Unlimited, that they're going to partner with Ducks Unlimited to restore about more than 500 acres of wetland and plains. But, you know, I think residents were pretty concerned because the city has a development agreement with Meta. And Meta used with a company using an alias at the time. And that was approved nearly a year ago.
Hmm. So some residents are pushing back or protesting this data center. Construction, meanwhile, is already underway, it sounds like. How is the city of Beaver Dam moving this forward?
Well, the city created a tax increment financing district to support the project. They have a development agreement in place already. The state also, you know, is going to, the developer is also going to qualify for state tax incentives. So, you know, I don't know that there's a lot that residents can do to stop the project at this point. I think people just wanted to be heard. Some residents were upset that the announcement was open to media and, you know, local officials, the local leaders, and, you know, that there wasn't a place for them to, you know, bring some of their grievances to the company.
What are you watching for next, briefly?
Just like, does it get built? Does Meta kind of deliver on their promises? You know, they did promise to, you know, help bring new clean energy onto the grid, or that Alliant Energy, the utility, would help bring new energy onto the grid. You know, I mean, I think it's just, does Meta follow through with their promises? And then, you know, I think we're going to see more pushback on data center projects moving forward. There was a Marquette poll out recently that showed over 50% of Wisconsinites now believe that the costs associated with data centers are going to outweigh the benefits. So I think as more projects happen, we're going to see more pushback.
Joe, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Joe Schultz, WPR reporter covering the Beaver Dam data center project. Now we turn to Neil Johnson, who's covering a project in Janesville. Neil is a reporter and producer for Big Radio and WCLO Radio. Neil, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this Janesville project and the site of the former GM assembly plant.
Right now, the city says that the project is early in its its infancy stages. But what we're seeing right now is a proposal that's actively being looked at for an 800 megawatt hyperscale data center in Janesville, and this is the former General Motors plant that's 250 acres and sits right in the middle of the south portion of the city, adjacent to thousands of residents and multiple surrounding residential neighborhoods.
And
we're
I understand a week ago, Janesville City Council approved a letter of intent with a developer. What is the community reaction like?
The community reaction is what's most visible is folks in the community that don't believe that the city's given residents enough time to understand such a massive proposal for reuse of what's essentially a huge brownfield property with enormous environmental liabilities that still need to be attended to. Viridian Partners, which is a Colorado company, is proposing to actually bankroll cleanup of the site, which could cost, we're told, upwards of $30 million to remove soil contamination from 100 years of General Motors' former use of that land as an auto assembly plant. And so folks in Janesville feel like maybe a 6 or 7 day span that they had to digest what was a proposal that had been withheld for more than 2 months from public view is now suddenly voted on a 5-2 vote by the city council to a 120-day due diligence period that could, in quick turnaround, lead to a proposal being signed and moving forward into deeper planning here in the coming months. Folks have asked the city to slow down in its process.
And I want to just ask you, Neil, here, you know, I mean, shouldn't some of this come as a relief? Janesville has been trying to fill this, assembly plan for years now.
The prospect for relief is immense. And it's one of the major things that the city is excited about in terms of its own look at how do we redevelop such a massive site with such huge liabilities. And the fact that you do have a group that's offering to come in and bankroll cleanup, they say that they would pay for cleanup, they would pay, they would buy the property. And they're not asking at this point for any sort of tax incentives to do the property. They're talking about completely self-funding the property. And of course, that's very attractive to a city that's looking at redevelopment of a site that's been fraught for more than a decade.
And quickly here, what is the next step here in the process on this, as you said, roughly 250-acre site?
Right now, the city has entered into a due diligence period with Viridian Partners to look at what needs to be a pretty large scale upgrade for electrical capacity at the site and also into the grid locally. So the city and Viridian Partners are working with Alliant Energy right now. And because it's a brownfield site, the city and Viridian will be working with the Department of Natural Resources to look at what the true picture is in terms of remediation that would need to be done with that soil contamination as soon as they would open the ground up for a project.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Neil, a reporter and radio producer in Janesville. Not to Barry Adams, regional reporter for the Janesville State Journal, who's covering a data center project in the village of DeForest. Barry, welcome.
We're the Wisconsin State Journal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
A little bit north of Janesville.
Yes, yes. Wisconsin State Journal. Yes. You called this proposal one of the largest developments in Dane County history. What stands out?
Well, all of these projects, when you look around the state, we're talking over $30 billion of investment. I mean, these are numbers that you just don't see. The DeForest project alone is $12 billion. I mean, just to put that into some context, you know, Foxconn down in Racine County, when that was proposed, that was a $10 billion project. Mm-hmm. Epic in Verona covers 1,600 acres, 500 acres of which are developed. And, you know, you add up the numbers there for Epic, and they've got like 14,000 employees. Maybe you're looking at $2 to $3 billion in investment on that property. And these are just numbers you don't see every day. So that context is really important. And so $12 billion on 1,600 acres in DeForest. This is land just west of I-94. It's actually in the town of Vienna. So the next step in this is for QTS, this Virginia-based data center, to have this property annexed into the village of DeForest.
So talk about that. You know, the land from the town of Vienna would be annexed, including land land from multiple property owners. What is happening with that and petitions?
Right. So there's a petition going on that's being circulated. Those against the data center are circulating a petition to force the village, anytime they annex property over 30 acres in total, that it would have to go to a referendum. There's a very active no data center group out there that's they've been printing up yard signs. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a meeting at the village of, it's a Village of DeForest meeting, but it's not being held at Village Hall. It's being held at DeForest High School. And there's going to be a huge crowd, I'm sure, for that, which is why they moved it to the high school. And that's where QTS is going to present their plans formally to the village.
Similar to other data center projects, residents are concerned about taking cropland out of production and causing environmental harms. But it sounds like the town of Vienna could make a large amount of money off of this agreement. Can you speak to this tension?
Yeah, so the town of Vienna actually last week voted against taking... So QTS is throwing huge amounts of money at everybody. They just announced $1.5 million for UW-Madison. They've promised $50 million for education, for workforce programs throughout Dane County, and they promised to they proposed to the town of Vienna $1 million to $1.5 million a year for 15 years with the understanding that they, quote, support the project. Last week, the town board voted down that proposal. So, but now it's going to be in the hands of the village of DeForest.
Yeah. Data center developments are happening in communities all over the state. Mm-hmm. Is Wisconsin becoming a data center hub?
Kind of looks like it, doesn't it? I mean, back to that farmland thing, Kate. The amount of money we're talking for this farmland, I mean, yes, it's loss of farmland, but for these farmers that are selling their property, if we're talking $80,000 an acre, 1,600 acres, $128 million, you can't milk that kind of profit.
That is Barry Adams of the Wisconsin State Journal covering a data center proposal in the village of DeForest. Earlier, we heard from WPR's Joe Schultz on Beaver Dam and Janesville journalist Neil Johnson.